Some text messages. 502-571-9970 from Andrea says, Ben, could you speak in a slightly higher pitch? Every time you speak, your deep man voice rattles my almost broken speaker.
I don't know if you've ever been accused of having a deep manly voice before ever.
You know what? Andrea,
I'm like, can we reflect on the fact that you don't know how to say her name? It's either Andrea or Andrea.
It's probably
not
Andrea.
Andrea.
I don't know you, but I will do what I can.
Wait a second. Put your big boy voice on for a second.
Well, this is my big boy voice.
No, lower it even more.
No, this is my big boy voice.
Come on. Give her a little
break
love.
Her speaker, Kelly?
And then you bring it up here like this.
Well, see, when I
get really excited.
When I get really excited, I raise the pitch in my voice.
Oh, my.
Wow. All right.
Did you hear Ben Davis's name would be Megan if he was the girl? Did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
I like to tell that story. So I will do what I can to try to help your broken speaker.
You're sounding way too manly. Raise it up.
I will do what I can.
Oh, God. You sound like you're going through puberty.
I will do what I can. I will do what I can to help your broken speaker.
This is so great.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's also Andrea.
It's Andrea. See, it's just normal. Right. Andrea, of course.
Andrea, sure. All right. Well, thank you for the text.
Andrea, thank you for the text.
In your high-pitched voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you can always text us, 502-571-9970.
You're doing it again. That's way too boomy and masculine.
Okay, so coming up, we're gonna talk about potatoes and all the different things that you can cook and mash. And wow, and you know what? I walked into the break room and there was still the pot of gold there from St. Patrick's Day.
This just turned into a delicious dish.
Yeah, and you know, there's all sorts of green candies and green cookies still in the break room. Now they're stale because they were there since Friday, but you know, if you're desperate, you could grab some, you know, if you get a little hungry in the snack, but here's the thing. You don't want to let anybody see you actually stealing a little 3-day-old cookie from the break room,
listen,
because then you'll look desperate.
You go do it now before everyone gets here.
Yeah, and here's,
because if Suzanne catches you, she's going to tell everybody. She will.
Listen, here's Joan's hot tip on that. All right, pop the stale cookie in the microwave about 8 seconds.
Just 8, not 10. 8. 8 is enough.
Do it in the microwave for about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Pop it in the microwave.
Delicious.
And it'll bake the staleness right out of it.
Yes, bake the stale off. Yes.
And then you can quickly...
Revive the flavor.
But you got to quickly eat it after that.
Yes.
Because if you let it sit too long, then it's just going to...
It gets cold again.
And
the staleness
and
comes
stale.
Back.
So there you go.
It gets really hard again.
There you go. Hot tips. Hot tips. Okay. Have we done enough here?
I think we're good.
All right. Halsey now.